cool, I think. I thought that was pretty exciting.
Nice, it's coming into the new age.
On Kindle.
On Kindle.
Alrighty. Let's see what the dead guy has to say about everything.
Yeah. Should be a good one.
Okay. Good day.
Good day.
And what shall we discuss?
We're all confused again. I feel like I'm standing in the middle of a hurricane. Not the eye of it, the bad part of it. Just real quick, last night I went out to dinner with PD and we were going to go to a concert. And when we got there, they had given away, sold all the seats, so we couldn't get in, had to go home. So he wanted to know why, and I said, well, I believe it's because of the day I've had. I didn't really want to come anyways, and I think for you, it's because you're worried about how tired you're going to be tomorrow by getting home so late. So he wanted me to ask you if that was correct.
Yes.
I told him that.
Simple.
Simple, right. Sharon called me yesterday, and the conversation just threw me for such a loop. I just felt so many things all at once, because I thought that we were like growing closer as friends lately, and everything was going well, and she starts off with, I'm disengaged, and I don't care anymore, and she doesn't know what to do, and I can't get along with anybody, and I was just so hurt and angry and confused and mad all at the same time. I didn't even know where to start. And I told her, I said, we keep going around and around with this, and I believe it's, you're just not going to be happy until I'm sitting there in front of you every day where you can walk down the hall and see me working. And I think that's the crux of it. But when I was at dinner with Petey last night, he said, well, you know, if you get this campground, she's just not going to be, she's going to feel threatened if you're successful at it, and I don't think it's going to be the happy partnership that you're thinking it's going to be, and that you're going to end up creating a complete split. And after he said that, I felt better. So it was either that was on track or the alcohol was starting to kick in. And just the last 2 weeks, I've just felt so angry towards people. And I've looked at now feelings and then feelings. And
in what capacity?
Have I looked at them or have I been angry? What, trying to see if I could figure something out that was triggering the anger. The only thing I could come up with is that maybe it's tied to impatience about the whole campground thing, that it's not moving, and maybe underlyingly I'm blaming people, and it's coming out as anger towards everyone.
What else did you explore?
Well, I mean, I guess I can't remember now because I kind of settled on that and went with it.
And did that alleviate it?
No.
That is your indicator.
Right. And I couldn't come up with anything else. I looked at each instance. It wasn't...
Such as?
Contained to just women or just men or just people I worked with. It just seemed to be any interaction I had with people pissed me off. And, you know, I looked at what we were talking about as far as anger means you have no choice, and I didn't really feel like there was anything that obvious that I wasn't feeling I had a choice about. and I looked at control, and sometimes I did feel that I was angry because I felt the situation was out of my control, and sometimes
that is close.
And sometimes I felt that I wasn't safe, or I felt threatened.
That is closer also.
So I don't know if all of these things are just showing up because we're working on the now and then feelings, and I'm attracting the situations to discover more.
That is a significant aspect of this, which is purposeful in relation to you moving forward in this grander scale in the direction that you want to move forward with in relation to property, in relation to what you want to do. It is important to be addressing to these associations or the branches of an association. Now, allow yourself to incorporate a moment and recall before your mother disengaged. And your interactions before she disengaged, and your directions.
And I say it's similar, and it scares me again.
Very much so. This is much more of the actual direction. You were, as I expressed, closer when you were expressing, considering factors of control and safety, not feeling safe. In this is the reason that I present to you, recalling your movement and actions and directions before your mother disengaged. You have generated considerable movement and changes subsequent to her disengagement. But let me also express to you, associations are addressed to you, but that is not to say that different aspects of them will not surface. They will. The deeper you move into yourself, the more you uncover those layers that may remain, that continue to somewhat hinder you, to allow you to move beyond them and express more of your own freedom. Now, in this, the association is the same. Some outside source that appears threatening, not safe, and in control of situations that involve you and that could be perceived as influencing your direction or incorporating the power to influence your direction. This is an automatic aspect of the association in relation to what you developed with your mother. Her being that central factor of control. Her being the outside source that controlled your direction, your environment, and expressed that environment of not being safe. Generating that feeling of not being safe. and not being certain, not knowing what to trust. In that, a branch of that association includes factors with your father also. Him not generating actions to counter her to provide that safety for you. As an adult, these expressions or these concepts and directions you can rationalize. As an individual from infancy through adolescence, that creates a very strong association that generates influences in other situations. In this time framework, you incorporate several situations simultaneously that, in a manner of speaking, figuratively, you could visualize these several different situations as bearing down upon you, and that creates a feeling of being somewhat oppressed, and that other individuals, outside sources, generate more control than you do, and that feels unsafe. Therefore, it is very understandable. And what are the general actions that you incorporate when you feel not safe? You either become immobilized if you are unaware of or do not see what your safety is, what you can run to of your safety, or you run to your safety. When you become immobilized, the safety, the feeling of being unsafe, moves into fear. And what that does with some individuals, you, is you turn that fear into angry. For they generate the same action. They immobilize you. One is an expression of no choices, and fear is an action of no choices. Therefore, they are mirror images of each other. Some individuals experience that feeling of not being safe and become immobilized, and it develops into fear, and they are literally immobilized. Some individuals, such as yourself, in a manner of speaking, refuse to be entirely immobilized, and therefore you turn it to anger, which denies choices, but it does not entirely immobilize you. You continue to function in some capacity. Now, in this, you have three main factors that are simultaneously contributing to this unsafe feeling. One is the work situation. This individual, the situation with the work environment, and her continuously moving in the direction of opposing. She is threatened and she defends. And defending is opposing.
Is she threatened because she thinks that I'm one of the few people that can see more of her true self?
Partially.
What's the main part?
She is threatened by many factors. She does not incorporate her own confidence within herself genuinely. Therefore, she seeks outside approval. And she blusters. For blustering is a shield. It creates a false persona, a facade that surfacely suggests some type of strength or confidence to other individuals. It is not genuine. It is a bluster. She is threatened by considerable outside sources through her own perception. Not that the outside sources actually threaten her, but that she perceives that. But in that, what she does is she generates aggression. And what is aggression? Do you remember?
Discounting?
A disconnect. Aggression is an action of disconnect. It is intentional disconnect. This is the reason that most individuals, when they are confronted with aggression, will retreat. For it is recognized in energy, this disconnect, and that is not natural. But this is what she does. She expresses aggression, which severs any connection. She disconnects. That is not your fault. But the reason you are presenting it to yourself is that this is one of the three main areas of not safe for you. This individual for you is not safe.
Right.
The other two are the situation with the property, individuals that are involved with the property that you are attempting to move with and acquire the property. There is also a perception of they are not entirely safe either, and that they are holding more of the control than you are comfortable with. That is also not necessarily correct, but it is understandable. The third aspect is, in a manner of speaking, the world in general in relation to your art. That this is one of the reasons that it is difficult for you to share it. That the world in general is not safe. Not safe enough to entrust it with such an intimate piece of you. And this is the reason that you are more inclined to hold it. And all three of these aspects are surfacing simultaneously. For they are all tied together by the same association and the same energy. Very different situations, but the same energy of not being safe. And outside controls that are not comfortable to you. Now, how to address that? In this, it is a matter of, once again, turning your attention to you. And remember, when you are addressing to feelings and the statements with them, which also may include, as they do with this situation, an association, identifying it is a very significant part. For once you identify it, it opens choices for you. It is very understandable that you are angry in general, and that you seem to be angry at many individuals, or any individual. It is not the individuals. It is the world at large. It is the world in general that is perceived as not safe and holding too much control. And therefore, it is understandable that you are angry. In this, the first step in moving your attention to you is allowing yourself to stop, reevaluate, and reassess what are alternative choices. Remind yourself there's always more than two choices. Therefore, incorporate each situation as a piece of the same puzzle. In relation to work, what other choices do you have or can you express that will allow you to continue to move in the directions that you want, but will also provide you with more safety, more comfort, less challenge? I would express to you, my friend, I'm very aware of how important the dogs are to you. I'm also very aware of how important the cause is to you. I would also express to you that you have generated a tremendous effort to to create a workable, successful direction and relationship with this other individual, you have gone beyond commendable in that direction. I would also express that that has been beneficial to you, for it has been a beneficial exercise for you in paying attention to yourself, in empowering yourself, in being more attuned to other individuals and their directions and their issues. Therefore, also benefiting you in allowing you to distinguish between what you are doing and what you are projecting and what other individuals are doing and projecting. And I'm greatly acknowledging of that movement and those accomplishments, and it is enough. You can stop. I would express to you genuinely from this point, it is highly unlikely that you will generate an amiable relationship with this individual. I would also express to you that the interaction that she has provided with you has served its purpose.
For her?
For you. For you.
So she just doesn't like it.
It is not a matter of liking or not liking. It is a matter of her issues being great enough and her not addressing to them that it creates a barrier. That at this point, unless she were to genuinely address to those issues, she cannot move past. For she is not addressing to them. This is the situation of, for her, the fear is immobilizing, and therefore what she chooses to do is stand and count the teeth of the lion and attempt to occasionally roar in the attempt to scare the lion away, which it does not do. For you, it is a situation of, this is not safe, and your choice is to continue to face that unsafe situation and eventually immobilize yourself also, or run to your safety. I would express that your safety is your home, what you perceive belongs to you, therefore your dogs. And what you control. I would express for you, whatever you perceive you control or you possess is safe for you.
So I shouldn't offer to go back in and work. I should give my notice and look for another job. I was trying to hang on until I got the campground.
What I will suggest to you, once again, there are always more than two choices. It's not as black and white as you may perceive. What I would suggest to you is generate the choice that is the most comfortable for you. If you want to maintain this job until you acquire the campground, you can, but change how you engage it.
So go back in.
I'm not expressing an instruction to you. I'm not expressing to you continue or discontinue. What I am expressing to you is the situation and offering you suggestions. If you choose to remain in the job that you are, my suggestion would be that you change how you engage it. Stop investing. And stop attempting to prove her incorrect. If she perceives that you are disconnected or disengaged, it matters not what you do. Her perception is her perception. Is it actually important to prove differently to her? Is her opinion that important to you?
Well, I guess I tied it to whether I would have a job or not.
Obviously not. You continue to incorporate the job regardless of her opinion. And regardless of what her opinion has been pastly, you continue to incorporate the job.
Right.
Therefore, her opinion is irrelevant. What is relevant is that you continue to move in a direction of attempting to change her opinion.
By trying to do more.
Correct. Stop.
Okay.
Allow her opinion. It matters not. It is not important.
Did I do good handling the conversation yesterday?
Yes. In disagreeing, but not threatening and not opposing.
Right.
I would express that you did not project an opposing energy, but you also did not acquiesce.
Is that why she got off the phone?
Yes.
She called and started that conversation and then didn't even finish it. And then was her calling me this morning, it kind of felt like an apology or something.
My suggestion is that you change what you pay attention to.
Right.
And reevaluate your priorities. Your priorities are different.
Right. And I know that I don't need her to do what I want to do with the campground.
Precisely.
I know that. I did get another realtor that I feel is
yes.
more interested in helping me move it forward. I believe that I'm still doing good on that front.
I agree.
It is, I don't want to say frustrating, but I guess it's hard to...
Rather than moving in those directions, when you begin to move in those directions of the frustration or disappointment, stop, remind yourself of your determination.
And I do keep visualizing me walking towards the dogs and letting them loose and running around and cleaning.
Hold to your determination.
So I'm still on the right track.
Yes.
Do you have any other suggestions of any other way I could approach this to bring it to fruition, or...
What have you engaged in this time framework?
I got another realtor who's much more active and believes that it can be done.
And
I'm working on the business plan. I've been meeting with a counselor, and I'm going to meet up with him again next Monday, and I've started investigating other campgrounds to get an idea of what they charge and what they offer and things like that.
And how did your meeting with the other individuals proceed?
I haven't met with them yet. I talked to the new realtor that they're supposed to be gone until the beginning of December.
The partners.
The one guy I called to invite him over, and he kind of stood me up. I couldn't go, but then he never called me back, and then he was leaving. So I thought, well, let me get more of the plan in place.
You were concerned with the wife.
Right. Well, yeah, and I don't know that they're back yet. So I'm trying to, I have two messages in to my new realtor because I need numbers so I can fill in some other missing pieces of the plan. So, but I do believe I'm doing a good job of not getting disappointed and staying on track and staying focused and excited about it.
Excellent.
And I do feel my eyes are still getting better. Do you still think that it's probable that the double vision will eventually go away?
Yes.
And I'm still moving in the right direction with that?
Yes.
And I feel that my weight's moving in the opposite direction.
That is temporary, and that is also a reflection of what you have been engaging in this interim time framework from our previous meeting. That these three factors have been in play in moving your
protection.
Moving your attention in the direction of this association and that feeling of not being safe.
I'm adding on more, another layer of protection. I did feel I cleared out a lot of my house. I felt really good clearing and displaying different things and hanging up all of my artwork, and so I thought that it was really moving well in that area.
Excellent.
And I put another ad out for a roommate. I was telling Mary, I almost think I'd be better off if I got a roommate and lost my job. I think it would
there is another option.
More money.
There is another choice.
And I work hard knowing that I can take care of myself, but I'm on this cusp of having to dip into my other two funds, which I would like to reserve for my campground. And, you know, a worry creeps in every now and then that am I doing the right thing or not. So I'm working real hard to move in the right mental direction, but I guess I just need some more reassurance from you that we're
you are
it's going to be okay.
I would express hold to that determination, my friend. And I would express that presently, the first factor that is very important is for you to stop attempting to change the opinion of this one other individual and to stop moving in the direction of attempting to please her.
Okay.
That is the
that
is the first direction. You can incorporate your job from your own perspective and your own direction, regardless of her opinion. Her opinion will be what it will be, regardless.
Right.
Pay no attention.
I think, and I do realize that, I think what trips me up is how she brings everybody else into it, saying that everybody hates me. And I just don't believe that.
And well, you should not. For, let me also express to you, when individuals move in that type of expression, what they are doing is puffing themselves up.
Right.
That the perception is there is greater strength in numbers.
Right.
Which, to an extent, that is correct. Mm. Therefore, when an individual feels threatened and is expressing the issues such as this individual and does not generate that confidence in self, it is not unusual for them to puff up. And one manner that is very commonly expressed is to express everyone expresses or thinks or feels what I think and feel and express. No, they do not, but that is their own reinforcement of themselves.
Right.
That also is a tremendous indicator of the degree of the issue.
Right.
And the degree of the lack of confidence in self. When an individual puffs themselves in that manner, that they must express that everyone expresses the same as themselves, that is a tremendous indicator of the degree of the lack of confidence and the tremendous threat that they feel.
Well, and I believe that it's going to get worse now that she's getting a salary. I think she's going to feel even more vulnerable in trying to prove that she deserves that salary.
Yes, and more to answer for.
Right. So,
remember what is important.
Right.
And her opinion is not.
I also am still stumped by why I delayed refinancing my house. I thought that I figured it out, in that if I had gone through with it when I was planning on it, I would have put down a large amount of money that would have been my reserve for the campground, and that was why I didn't create it. But I'm still delaying that, and that I believe that would help me so much. I don't understand why.
Patience.
But I guess I feel that if I could do it now, I wouldn't have to get a roommate. I don't understand why I'm not creating that freedom now.
Patience.
Like
allowing the direction to unfold rather than generating the idea if I do this now,
right,
all will be solved.
Right.
That offers you one direction, which may not actually be the entire direction that you want to engage.
Do you believe that I'm doing like 80% better in the patient's room? I'm working hard on it.
I would express approximately 74, 75.
That's a lot.
Yes.
For me.
Yes.
A lot.
I would agree. This is a significant expression, and it is important, for it lends to balance.
I've been, you know, keeping, being playful and doing my artwork and.
And the artwork.
The artwork.
And that being the third factor.
I hung it up.
Excellent. And I am tremendously acknowledging of that. And if you allow other individuals to view it, that will be another step that is excellent in sharing and moving you closer to letting go. Now, I would express that you have, in recent time frame, working countered an experience in which you have allowed yourself to observe observers.
The art gallery?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct?
Yep.
Use that as a beginning point for your own experiment. In playfulness, in fun. And the experiment being allowing other individuals to view your art and express their interpretation of it.
Like Jen did.
Correct. In that, it's not necessary for you to let go yet, but this will help move you in that direction to create that allowance for other individuals to connect with your expression and express their own interpretation of it, or
but
what
they
was, see.
I thought was the fence, and they thought was the stained glass window on the piece that I just did.
And do not offer any input.
Okay.
Do not offer your explanation or what your intention was. Merely allow other individuals to generate their own interpretations, and you listen. You merely accept what their evaluation is. For that allows you to generate a degree of separating.
Okay. And was that Patel put the dead mouse in my car seat?
Not precisely placed it there.
Encouraged it to die there.
Encouraged it to be there.
Yeah, I thought so.
But not precisely placed it there.
I also thought I did a good job after Thanksgiving. It seemed that Sadell and Ann weren't calling, Petey wasn't calling, I couldn't get anybody on the phone. Elisa won't return my calls, and I thought, well, maybe I just need to let everything go for a little bit. So I thought I did a good job of letting go of worrying about the campground and just playfully being there or thinking about walking around there.
And not worrying.
Yeah.
Yes.
And do you think I'm doing good with becoming more vulnerable?
Yes. Perhaps in some directions, somewhat misguidedly, allowing yourself to express vulnerability where it is not necessary.
Okay. Any exercises for the end of the year or to kick off the new year with?
Patience. I would express that.
A nemesis.
That will be your greatest challenge.
And
for now.
I was talking to Petey last night about winning the lottery again and your advice about making a game out of it. Is that he still believes that it's probable that he could win it. Is that, do you think that's true, or do you think he's picking up on another focus where he did win it?
Both. It is possible in this focus. Yes, it did in another focus. It is possible in this focus, provided that he is actually playing the game. Game being the key word.
Did anything I say last night help, or?
Somewhat, not entirely. That is a difficult concept, and it is difficult to redirect the energy and the thinking, for the thinking influences the energy. It is difficult to redirect that thinking process in relation to not focusing upon the outcome.
So it might be possible in this focus, but not so probable.
It could change.
But not right now.
At this point, no.
This friend, Bill, is he moving in a direction of getting better or worse?
Neither.
Neither, just staying the same.
Maintaining.
And how about Gordon?
That fluctuates. Mm. At times maintaining, at times moving farther. Mm. And the direction of the manifestation.
Even with his girlfriend.
Not a significant enough motivation.
Well, I was thinking either that or wanting to go out on a happy note before it broke up.
That can be a factor also, but it is not a significant enough motivation to change the direction.
Do you have any advice on attracting a new roommate? Like, if I maintain on what I want and not, I don't want to get caught up in comparing to the last one or...
Quite so.
Or discounting that, well, I don't want them to do this or that because she did this or that.
Quite so.
But focusing on what I want, that I want
yes.
to move around my house and feel comfortable.
Yes. Not rules for the other individual, but what you want.
Yeah.
for you. Not what you do or do not want from the other individual.
Right.
For that merely sets you in a direction for disappointment.
Right.
But perhaps you can be projecting an artistic energy also. And in that, energetically or otherwise, inviting another artistic spirit. And perhaps moving in a direction in which not as much that you can share artistic expressions, but perhaps that you can glean from.
That, inspired by.
Yes, that you can benefit from other input.
That's exciting. Well, I think overall from the group session, you know, I think I've looked at, I think I'm doing pretty good on picking up whether it's a now feeling or a then feeling, getting more aware of if something's lingering or and trying to tie it back.
Congratulations.
It's hard though.
It is unfamiliar.
It's very unfamiliar.
And
I just keep telling myself, you keep saying it's gonna help, so
and it will.
I
and
feel like I've had a lot
does.
More clarity, like if I want to know something that it seems to come more vibrantly quicker.
Yes.
Is that because of a widening of awareness?
Yes, and the more you pay attention to what you are feeling, the less feelings distract, interrupt, and dissuade you. Therefore, the more you pay attention to those communications, the less you generate them being obstacles.
Right.
And therefore, yes, you generate more clarity and a greater understanding much more quickly.
I've met a few people that I thought could be potential investors. Do you think I've met the one yet, or are they still out there somewhere?
I would express that these are significant prospects. I would not express to you that there is the one.
Could be a combination.
Correct. Do not set your sights in that type of expression of the one,
right,
for it limits you.
Right.
Rather, perhaps view them each as the one.
Right.
And therefore, each will be approached with your energy as special.
That's a good advice. Okay, well, thank you. I feel better. It's very,
very
challenging
welcome.
Time.
I am understanding, but I am also acknowledging of your accomplishments. And express congratulations to you.
Do you think the horoscope book talks about my prime time coming around mid next year and lasting quite a while? Do you think that's pretty accurate?
Thus far.
Nice. All right. Well, I'm gonna keep doing.
Excellent. And I shall continue to be encouraging.
Thank you.
Shall be anticipating our next meeting.
Me too. New
and
year.
Your continued success.
I just want, hopefully the hurricane will calm a little bit and give me a bit of a break.
And pass.
Yes, and pass.
Very well. I shall greatly be anticipating the calm seas.
Thank you.
Until our next meeting, my dear friend. In tremendous affection and lovingness, as always. Dear friend, in tremendous affection and lovingness, as always. Dear friend, in tremendous affection and lovingness, as always. Dear friend, in tremendous affection and lovingness, as always. Dear friend, in tremendous affection.